As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Monday, Moonday, March the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Sometimes we got to scratch our head about that good news, man. Where is the good news? Keep looking for the good news, but I know where I could find good news. How about you? Workable solutions? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. And you also send your ideas once again for guest show topics and news to me via email. Try it at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Still trying to get all of the gremlins off my back with the computer. Seem to have people riding on it overnight, downloading all sort of manner of things and trying to invade my computer with wireless devices and, well, you name it. What a mess. I don't know. A bunch of cretins out there can't leave me alone. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way. Snail mail, that is. William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's 65647. It only takes a couple of moments to slide the key into a post office box and withdraw mail. It is so comfortable, it is so convenient, and it is so down-home and nice. I don't know. I like the old-fashioned way just a little bit better than this electronic system, but nevertheless, that's the way you can get a hold of me. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Equities in the U.S. dollar, this index this morning trade higher. Precious metals and the commodities in an apparent limbo. We'll talk about that briefly. We're going to go back in and continue our study of law, the history of law. It continues. Readings on agency representation, assembly, parliamentary rules of order, and quite a bit more, actually. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. Let's go into that market report for Monday, Moonday, March the 15th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Finds gold trading up $4.50 an ounce. Up its very low closings earlier, but we're up at $1,106 an ounce. That's not too bad. Certainly nothing to complain about. Silver, flat, basically, on the morning so far at $17.07 a troy ounce. Platinum, up $9 at $1,614 an ounce. And palladium, off a buck at $460 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a very narrow trading band. $1,102.10 for a low. $1,109.30 for a high, a $7 spread there. But at $1,106 an ounce, your gold is up $176.10 year to year for an 18.95% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the first hour of our Monday, March the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report once again for today. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $4.50 an ounce at $1,106 an ounce. Silver flat on the early trade so far at $17.07 for a troy ounce of silver. This is the spot market we're talking about. Platinum up $9 at $16.14. Palladium off a buck at $460 an ounce. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,104 an ounce. You can see we're a little bit above that right now. The SPDR gold shares, that spider on the corner of the web, keep your eyes on that, won't you please, is holding ostensibly, this is what they report off their website, 1,115.51 tons of gold. That's a little bit, you know, it's a couple of shekels, $39.67 billion U.S. in value there. They're certainly, they have the potential to wreak havoc in the marketplace. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 13 on Friday at 10,625. Whatever happened to that below 10,000 everyone was talking about? Well, that's why I don't listen to the prognosticators. NASDAQ, the NASDAQ off one Runs at 20, closed at 23.68 on Friday, and the S&P 500 virtually unchanged, closing at 1,150. The crude oil this morning off 44 cents for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. You can pick them up this morning in, I would imagine, someplace in Oklahoma for $80.80 a barrel. The USDX this morning, the dollar index, again, that's the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Go look it up. It's their product, this U.S. dollar index. It's up 34 basis points, trading at 80.13. And that impacts, of course, the Forex markets, the foreign exchange rates. And here they are, the Canadian loonie. Up 4 basis points, trades at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 6 at 8 cents, and it's getting very close there. It's 0.79 something. It's very, very close to 8 cents. So we might be talking about moving towards 9 cents slowly, but it's been at 8 cents for a long time. So you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. And the euro this morning, lots of news being spilled about the euro, of course. It's down 39 basis points, trades at $1.37 U.S. The British pound continues to be under fire. They're trying to link it up with one of the little pigs out there. They're trying to compare the British pound with Greece, you know. Anyway, it's off not just one, but it's off 100 basis points. It's 1.00% down this morning so far, and it's trading at $1.51 U.S. The Swiss franc off 13 basis points. They continue to step on the top of the Swiss franc, but we know from the article we've shared previously that this is by design, as Swiss franc is trading at 94 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, the two-year bonds are running at 0.95%, the 10-year is at 370, the 30-year is at 4.63, and in the mortgage market, if you're in the market for a mortgage, you can pick up 15-year mortgages on your house or residential purchases for about 4.36%, which moves down from 4.43 a month ago. And the 30-year bumps up just a fuzz this morning, coming up from 5.04% a month ago, now at 5.07. So that's your market report for Monday. So we start another week here. It's kind of overcast and chilly here in sunny southwest Missouri, waiting for that global warming to kick in. We're ready for springtime. We're ready to get the cabbage in the ground and so on and so forth. Well, we've been talking a lot lately about this idea of the principals and the agents and the third parties, PAT, these three critters that make up the most or the bulk of business transactions, the principals, the agents, and the third parties. And I've been trying to relate this and equate this, if you will, with our political parties and our political politically elected officials as the agents for we the people. But you've got to follow it back, and who would they be most loyal to? Who would they be devoted to? Whose causes would they advance but those that actually cut the checks, right? So when we create corporations out of the states and the counties and the feds and our cities and so on and so forth, these loyalties start to get a little bit cloudy. They get a little bit mixed, don't they? Ostensibly, it's our tax dollars, maybe your tax dollars, that finance this stuff. And so, ostensibly, you would be the principal, but it's good in theory, weak in fact. So, I'm not saying that all this stuff is written in stone yet, by the very finger of God. I'm certainly just stumbling around trying to bring it all together. But certainly if we can look at the relationship between principals and agents and between agents and third parties and principals, we might start to get a little better understanding of what's going down in government. Now, as we were closing out the broadcast on Friday, I'd started in and shared just a little bit from Henry M. Roberts' Rules of Order, revised this, a copy that was sent to me by one of our listeners, James, who sent me a 1915 copy of this wonderful little work, which we know as Roberts' Rules of Order. And I gave just a little bit of a brief preface, prefatory comments from this work, on Friday towards the end of the broadcast. I'm going to give you the introduction right now. Why? Well, because, as I've said before, any time and every time that you get involved with corporations, any time and every time you get involved with clubs, groups, organizations, businesses, parties, platforms, etc., you're going to keep coming right back across Robert's Rules of Order. The only time that's really going to change is if the organization or the group or the society form their own rules, but inevitably they will come back to the basic format here that's been laid out by Henry Robert. And this was then originally based upon some of the things that were happening in Congress assembled. So it gives us an understanding of how this all works. Looking at the word parliamentary or parliamentarian or parliamentarianism, and understanding the difference between parliament and parlement, the French definition and the English definition, there are changes, there are differences. But the idea, this creeping vine, lia, ligare, it's in there, parlia, that creeping vine that climbs up the host and basically strangles it, is important to understand in that relationship. And the P-A-R, pair, par, that's the root of that is, you can go all the way back to parabola and other things and what's on par. But what's parlay and par, parabola and parabolic, well, there's a focus and a locus in there. You might look that up in your dictionary. And when we think about parliamentary procedure, is tracking motions, if you will, I move such and such and such on the floor. It's tracking this motion as it is tethered around in a kind of an elliptical orbit. And it's a very interesting process. But if you look at focus and locus again, and becoming vocal local has roots there as well, vocalis localis. But this idea of tethering the motion, you've got that up on the board, and then all of the discussion and the amendments and the votes and all of that, this is kind of like a satellite that circles around the motion. So we'll look at parliamentary law for a few minutes, and then we'll go into a little bit deeper study. Stay with us.
Transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again, and just a little bit more. We're going to cover parliamentary procedure for a few minutes. And, you know, folks, it's so important because no matter where you go, when you go to, let's say, a school board meeting, or whether you go to a town council meeting, a city council meeting, a county council meeting, or any of the other various and sundries, invariably, although lately with the consensus meeting and the Delphi technique and all of that, they are really, these various bodies, these unelected boards and councils are moving strongly away from and trying to avoid Robert's Rules of Order. Robert's Rules of Order flies in the face of the consensus and the Delphi technique, but that's meat for another discussion. But if we can understand for parliamentarians that the continued existence of a democratic society depends upon the acceptance of the principles of parliamentary procedure grounded in respect for the dignity and the rights of the individual, without parliamentary law, rights become subject to unrestrained power, respect for law is weakened, and rational self-government is eroded. As guardians of parliamentary procedure, parliamentarians play a vital role in the preservation of a democratic society. A consequent obligation of parliamentarians is to maintain the highest standards of ethical conduct. Each parliamentarian must find within his own conscience the touchstone against which to test the extent to which his actions should rise above those established as a minimum. So we have various and sundry different ways of beginning our study of law, and certainly the most accessible, the most immediate, and the most often used system of law for everyone is just this little simple study of parliamentary procedure. Henry M. Robert really put it on the map for us all. The Robert's Rules of Order revised, Robert's Rules of Order newly revised, and this little copy here that I have published way back in 1915 are but samples. But in 1982, when I first finished reading Robert's Rules of Order, I'd realized that I had completed a course of study on something that was wholly unique and almost indispensable. And so I continued my studies, and in 1984, something like that, I became a member of the National Association of Parliamentarians, and my official membership card expired on December the 31st of 1985. And so I can think back a long ways when I think about Robert's Rules of Order. The whole idea that was put together by General Henry M. Robert, basically, was a way of getting away from the cudgeling and the peeing and the moaning and the infighting and the backbiting, and bringing some kind of a semblance of order to the meetings that were happening, the town meetings and mining meetings and so on and so forth like that, way back at the time when we were just settling out the various gold claims in California and in the West in general. And so it becomes very important. But again, I'm going to just share with you out of this precious little book that was sent to me by our listener, James, this introduction to parliamentary law as you would find it in the 1915 edition. It reads this way: parliamentary law refers originally to the customs and the rules for conducting business in the English Parliament. You see where this comes from, folks? How important it is to pay heed and understand this, put this part, make this part of your life as well, and thence to the usages of deliberative assemblies in general. A deliberative assembly, an assembly where people get together to deliberate. This is not political parties. These are people arrayed on more than one side of an argument. Parties and factions being the destructive element in government. An open, free, deliberative debate in a deliberative assembly is the beginning of all things social, if you will. So it's very, very important. And to be able to afford one another ample time to discuss their points and to make amendments and vote on the amendments and all of these various and sundry parts and pieces and generally maintain order within that assembly, this is really the beginning of good government, in my opinion. And it's an opinion that is shared by most of the people on the planet because Robert's Rules of Order is used worldwide. But continuing here, again, it says parliamentary law refers originally to the customs and the rules for conducting business in the English Parliament and thence to the usages of deliberative assemblies in general. In England, these usages of Parliament form a part of the unwritten law of the land. That would be the common law. And in our own legislative bodies, they are of authority in all cases where they do not conflict with the existing rules or precedents. And as you know, you've heard in the news recently that the Congress critters and the senators are trying to come up with new rules so that they're able to circumvent their standard procedures in order to do things that otherwise would be considered untoward or out of order. Unfortunately, there are no absolutes in this new relativist world that we live in, Comte and positivism. Continuing here from this introduction, but as a people, we have not the respect which the English have for customs and precedents, and are always ready for such innovations as we think are improvements. Hence, changes have been made and are constantly being made in the written rules which our legislative bodies have found best to adopt. In other words, in this ever-changing world of ours, we forego the customs and the tongues and the tribes and the traditions that made us unique on the planet here as a country, as we became this melting pot. And so we've had to set aside some of our past to deal with the present and anticipate the future. And why wouldn't we? Of course we would. Life is not static, it's dynamic. And so there are ways that you could actually amend and change and bring forward the process of Robert's Rules of Order, if anyone on the planet was wise enough to do that. But typically, they're not. And so it has persisted and persisted and persisted, and it's just a delightful way of conducting business in a deliberative assembly. Back to the introduction. As each house adopts its own rules, once again, any house, any society, in your own house, you adopt your own rules. Every society, every club in this pluralistic world that we live in, they adopt their own rules. And why wouldn't you? Certainly you can. But at the end of the day, you do need to have some kind of a uniform standard that you can work with, and Robert's Rules of Order fills the bill sweetly. Continuing, as each body, legislative body, have found best to adopt, as each house adopts its own rules, the result is that the two houses of the same legislature do not always agree in their practice, even in Congress. The order of precedence of motions is not the same in both houses, and the previous question is admitted in the House of Representatives, but not in the Senate. Now, you wouldn't understand that in an introduction until you understood the process, but they're just giving you a heads up in advance. As a consequence of this, the exact method of conducting business in any particular legislative body is to be obtained only from the legislative manual of that body. There's your clue. And there's your clue. So if you're watching on C-SPAN or if you're going to travel to your state houses and whatnot, you want to inquire into and find, if you can, the legislative manuals. Now, you're going to find that rather guarded. rather difficult to put your hands on, but they're available. You might contact your state representative and see what they can help you to, you know, what avenue of approach they might help. It would probably be your Secretary of State that would ultimately have that information, but you're going to have to extract it from them. They're not just going to give it to you in a book. The vast number of societies, political, literary, scientific, benevolent, and religious, formed all over the land, though not legislative, are deliberative in character. We'll pick it up right there and be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And of course, many of you, perhaps in your school days or you have children now in school, and you understand that there are debate clubs in most of the schools. They don't have Robert's Rules of Order parliamentary law clubs in the schools, but they do have debate clubs. The rules for formal debate are not the same as these rules that we're talking about. Both of them serve a very good purpose, and both of them are excellent studies. They're excellent training methods to sharpen your ability to reason. And reason and reasonableness play a big part in society and in law and in government in general. So we try and bring in all of the various and sundry tools that we can as we learn to become vocal local. After all, it's our silence that is understood as assent or compliance or voluntary compliance. We do not object, and so therefore no one knows that you object, and so it's just assumed that you assent. And so this is where becoming vocal local and blocking the globalist agenda right where you are, in your towns and in your cities and in your counties and in your states and even at the federal level and the international level, this is the place where becoming vocal local really matters. Let's continue along here. Again, it says the vast number of societies, political, literary, scientific, benevolent, and religious, formed all over the land, though not legislative, are deliberative in character and must have some system of conducting business and some rules to govern their proceedings, and are necessarily subject to common parliamentary law where it does not conflict with their own special rules. And realize that parliamentary law has been long in formation, but it was not until the rise of the mercantilism and the commercial revolution and all of those things which we've discussed in past broadcasts, it wasn't until such time that the artisans or the liberals, if you will, those free people, those artisans who were elevated back at the time of the Venetians from household slaves, masons, stonemasons, painters, sculptors, writers, thinkers, stinkers, and the rest of them. It wasn't until the time they were elevated from household slaves or something not much distant than that to the point where they were actually given a little bit of standing in the society that this idea of parliamentary procedure could even begin to rise. One could argue about the validity of this parliamentary process if you were a Tory, if you were, as Thomas Hobbes, a staunch monarchist, having people have the possess these skills and having them self-govern is anathema to the Illuminati, if you will. Bring in all of that and bring in the mystery religions at the same time. But like any mystery religion, a specialized knowledge and a specialized language creates a dichotomy, I guess, between the adept and the initiate. And for those of you that have never heard of parliamentary procedure before and are not studied in it, you have a choice. At all times in public meetings, you will either be ruled by parliamentary procedure or you will rule with it, and it's your choice to make. And choices do have consequences. So, continuing, but as their knowledge of parliamentary law has been obtained from the usages of this country rather than from the customs of parliament, it has resulted that these societies have followed in part the customs of our own legislative bodies, and our own people have been educated under a system of parliamentary law which is peculiar to this country and yet so well established as to supersede the English parliamentary law as the common law of ordinary deliberative assemblies. Once again, common law. Underline it. Our founders were well versed in this understanding. We've established a new precedent in this country. We use a different system of parliamentary law than the Parliament of England and the Parliament of France. Continuing here, not too much further along, but we will continue, the practice of the National House of Representatives should have the same force in this country as the usages of the House of Commons have in England in determining the general principles of the common parliamentary law of the land. Were it not for the fact that while the English Parliament has continued to be a strictly deliberative assembly, the business of our House of Representatives has grown so enormously that it has been obliged to make such changes in its rules and practice as will allow the majority to suppress the debate, if there has been previous debate, and if there has been none, to limit the debate to 40 minutes. And then it just continues. And in this process, you would find more and more and more and greater understanding of how our system of government is intended to work. Now, there are many, many, many different ways that you can go about learning for yourself Robert's Rules of Order. And my strongest recommendation would be getting the Robert's Rules of Order newly revised, a book. It's not that expensive. These days, it's very inexpensive, typically. And sit down and read it. Curiously enough, there are many aids that are out there to help you to be able to remember what it is that you've studied. One of these, and there's this you can find on the, curiously enough, they're in Missouri, but you can find on the, let's see if I could find a website here, very fine printing. No, this was made before there was any such thing as the internet on websites, it looks like. But what I have in front of me here is the 13 ranking motions on simply a plasticized or plastic 3x5 card. And it goes through all of the various and sundry motions and the ranks and so on and so forth. And so with one little card, and if you go up and look at the National Association of Parliamentarians, just put that into your browser, your Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, or however you do it, Firefox. Just put it into your browser and type in National Association of Parliamentarians. That'll bring up the Missouri website. It should. And then at that, you could look at all of the various and sundry products probably in their store. And you may be able to get one of these little plastic cards that you could acquire and put it in your briefcase or keep it with you when you go to public meetings. I also have here in front of me Parliamentary Law at a Glance by E.C. Utter. This is based, of course, on Robert's Rules of Order revised, not newly revised. And this was E.C. Utter, the registered parliamentarian, member of the National Association of Parliamentarians. And it was published, oh my goodness, it's all in, well, it looks like, oh my goodness, well, I can't really tell without deciphering it. It's all Roman numerals. Why did they do that? But what they've done here is they've put it together a little booklet. It's Parliamentary Law at a Glance, and it's intended for chairmen at meetings, but it could also be for anyone else at a meeting. And it just simply breaks down just exactly the way that this little plastic card does all of the various elements of parliamentary procedure. And it's a book that you just open up and place beside your gavel, and it helps you to facilitate a deliberative assembly if you're a chairman. Or if you happen to be the parliamentarian for the group, which is also important. If you think about it from the standpoint, well, this is also boring to me, but if you think about it from the standpoint that every bank uses a parliamentarian, every homeowners association follows Robert's Rules of Order when they put together their bylaws. How do you put together a set of bylaws? Well, that's not difficult to understand. You open up Robert's Rules of Order and you turn to the section on writing bylaws. And that's where that's the basic format for all of the bylaws that you'll find just about anywhere. How do you organize a group? How do you organize a club if you're going to have presidents and elected officers, secretaries? What are the duties of all of these various people? Well, it's all found right here. That's why it's so important to pick it up and understand it. So these are things that you can do right where you are on a limited budget to understand how you can interface effectively in a deliberative assembly and how to recognize a deliberative assembly. If you come into a meeting hall or a room or something like that and somebody stands up at the front behind a desk and he says, all right, everybody, it's 7:00, I need to call the meeting to order. And then they go on and they call the meeting to order, and then everybody, you know, they say a pledge of allegiance, they do an invocation and a pledge, and then they sit down and they bring up an agenda. You know that you're working inside of a system of Robert's Rules of Order. If they do anything else, then you're working probably within the Delphi technique. You're going to be working outside of Robert's Rules of Order. And so if you do find yourself in a meeting, let's say of a water board or a water shed, some kind of a rivers council or something like that, and the chair, the person that's up at the front of the room, doesn't go through that immediate process of calling it to order. He has to say that word. Okay, it's 7:00, let's call the meeting to order. If they don't do that, if they say something like, well, it's 7:00, okay, everybody sit down. Everybody sit down. Take your seats. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. You know, this is the 16th of March, and this is the Watershed Council in Northwest Arkansas, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know you're not in Robert's Rules of Order, so the thing to do is you stand up. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. And you just stand up and you hold your hand. Excuse me. Is this a deliberative assembly? Are you following Robert's Rules of Order? And that's when you start to change the discussion. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
All right, so basically we're assuming here that you've taken the initiative and you've been able to separate your posterior end from the lazy boy or the recliner and have actually made your way to a meeting. You've seen it posted in the newspaper or something, school board or whatever, and you want to go to the meeting and you have something that you either want to contribute or you want to pay attention and object and not let your silence be assent. And so now that you're at the meeting and they're calling this meeting to order or they're not. And it becomes very important right there, that very first moment, because it's going to give you a clue as to what kind of a meeting that you're in, and what you definitely want to be in is a deliberative assembly as opposed to a consensus meeting where you're just treated like a child, an infant. Maybe they even have you sit on the floor in circles or something so that you have to crane your neck and look up to the expert who says, all right? So there's a difference right there. And so if you become, as I said before, somewhat adept at this technique, you have the opportunity to slice and dice in these meetings. And if you find yourself in a Delphi meeting, a consensus meeting, if you've gone there by yourself, well, you are at a distinct disadvantage because the facilitators and the consensus builders will not. The change agents will be, there will be plenty in a room, usually even acting as or posing as the audience. If they break the group up into groups, you know, into smaller groups, and everybody gets to sit around a table and they start bringing out the paper easel flip charts, you know you're in a Delphi meeting and you can be sure of that. You're about to be dialogued into a consensus on something, but you really don't want that kind of a meeting. What you want to do is instead of sitting at round tables, you want to be sitting in rows of chairs like pews in a church or like this, the gallery in a court of law, because this is a deliberative assembly and there are going to be decisions made here that will impact you. And if you don't take any part in it, it's going to roll right over you like the juggernaut. So anyway, what you really want to do is be able to learn how to change a Delphi technique, how do you change one of these consensus meetings into a deliberative assembly and invoke Robert's Rules of Order, and that must be done immediately at the beginning of the presentation, the meeting. If they don't call it to order and they don't have a chairman and a treasurer and a secretary and other officers, there's not going to be any minutes that you're going to have access to, and so there won't be any record of the meeting, and so on and so forth. If it is going to be a meeting, a deliberative assembly, called to order with an invocation, a pledge of allegiance, the old business, the new business, and so on, you'll want to make certain that if you are, this is the first time that you've been there, that you understand if there will be a public comment period, and if there will be, you want to go up to the chairman and make sure, or the secretary, and make sure that your name is on the list of those that are going to be able to speak. And you might want to check that out clandestinely before the meeting begins. Just kind of quietly nose around a little bit. One of the greatest indicators will be that if you're in the meeting room before the meeting begins and they've got a stack of minutes on the table, it's going to be a pretty much sure thing that they're going to have an agenda and minutes, and it's going to be a deliberative assembly. And if you understand how this process works, then you can interact. Now, some bodies and organizations don't take anything from the floor. They won't take any static, and why should they? The chairman's responsibility, if he's doing his job, is to maintain order inside the deliberative assembly. And so if you are considered to be out of order, in other words, you just make a lot of noise and get up with your bullhorn and try and disrupt the meeting, don't be surprised, as I've said in the past, if the sergeant-at-arms discharges you from the room. That's going to happen. Just as the bailiff would throw your sorry butt out. Why shouldn't they? So you need to understand how the process works and work within the process. And as I said before, those who know Robert's Rules of Order and know it well get to rule with Robert's Rules of Order, and those that don't are simply ruled by it. So it's a conscious choice. Back to our introduction here, going a little longer with this than I thought I would, but we'll just stick with it for a moment. It's working out all right. Where the practice of Congress differs from that of Parliament, the common law of this country usually follows the practice of Congress. Thus, in every American deliberative assembly having no rules for conducting business, the motion to adjourn, when it does not dissolve the assembly, would be decided to be undebatable, as in Congress, the English parliamentary law to the contrary notwithstanding. Oh boy. Went right over your head, didn't it? So it goes. It takes a little bit of study to pick it up. So if the previous question were negatived, the debate upon the subject would continue as in Congress, whereas in Parliament the subject would be immediately dismissed. So too, the previous question could be moved when there was before the Assembly a motion either to commit or to postpone definitely or indefinitely, just as in Congress. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, there was a small town. There is a small town not far distant from me. I used to live just outside of it, down in the valley below it. And there was a group of citizens that were being induced, if you will, by the county commission to once again raise the horny thread of incorporating that small village, making it a formal part of the state, getting the state charter and the blessings, incorporating the town. And I was asked by some friends to attend this organization meeting, and I discovered at the meeting that those that were the proponents of this idea were coming forward with very specious reasons why anyone should even consider incorporating such a small, happy, free little town. And so after that meeting, which went for a couple of hours with lots of rather heated discussion, I got together with a bunch of guys out back around the tailgate of my pickup truck, and we laid out a strategy. And at the next meeting, by having enough people in the room, and it was packed, it was standing room only, but having enough people in the room that understood where we were going to go, and having gone to several different individuals, one to make the motion, one to second the motion, and then I called the question on the motion, because the chair of this incorporation meeting wasn't skilled. He didn't know how to respond, but basically the way that it went down was that there was a motion that was made by one of the residents of the town to postpone indefinitely any further discussion and consideration of incorporating the little town of Rocky Comfort, which was immediately seconded by someone else who was a resident, and then I just simply stood up and called the question. That means the motion, we were going to cease debate and we'd go proceed immediately to a vote, which happened, and that vote prevailed. And so on cue, we all picked up our notepapers and notepads and left the room. We all left the building. That left the proponent standing inside not knowing what just happened. But what did just happen is we shut them all down. And this is the power that those that actually understand the system and use it well have over those change agents that don't really grasp the system. If you go to any school board meeting, if you go to any town council meeting, the chances of your ever hearing any motion ever even amended, much really debated, is almost slim to non-existent. Why? Because the average chairman at these meetings has no understanding or skill, and the various people that sit on the boards and council have very little understanding or skill in Robert's Rules of Order. And the best they know how to do is somebody says, make a motion, we do such and such, and then the chairman says, all those in favor signify by saying aye, and then all of the nimrods that are sitting on the board, they all go aye, and the ayes have it, and the motion passes, and there's never even a vote nay, as if you couldn't vote nay, and that the only vote that you had to have was an aye, and that every motion had to pass unanimously. You see? And that's just not the world we live in. If every motion is going to pass unanimously, we don't need to have an elected body. We just appoint a dictator and get on down the road with it. We'll take it whatever they come. So these are places where we can actually interact with government and governments. And certainly, coming to some understanding of Robert's Rules of Order will help you to do that. The old, let's finish out this lengthy sentence, just as in Congress, notwithstanding that according to English parliamentary law, the previous question could not be moved under such circumstances. So there's a whole panoply, if you will, like a deck of cards of things and techniques and tactics that you can use in deliberative assemblies. Few know them. I hope you'll learn them. We'll be right back for hour number two. Stay with us.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, March the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We start the second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, we went over a little bit about just kind of a continuing introduction to parliamentary procedure, parliamentary law, and why that an understanding of that is so important and what you can do with it. It's really the beginning of self-government. It's truly the beginning of freedom. You can create an island of freedom, a small town, maybe a county, just simply by inserting yourself, energizing yourself within this established two-party political system and at all of the various unelected boards and councils that meet, and basically speak truth to power and inject reason where reasonableness is long since gone behind us. We've talked in the past about this idea of principals and agents and third parties. We talked about the representation, representatives, what it is to represent all of your elected representatives in our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And in the past, we've discussed this idea of instructions that the representatives were sent out by the colonists to the various meetings and assemblies where they would get together in deliberative assemblies and they would come representing their constituents in their districts, in their towns, their precincts, their towns, their counties, their states, the federal union, if you will, the compact. But this idea of instructions has fallen into disuse, disrepair. This is something we need to rebuild, restore. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And as we've studied out of Delavaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, published, I believe, 1971, I'm continuing my way through this lengthy tome. And this on page 777. Reads on this wise, the duty to obey instructions. Now again, thinking of our politicians as our agents, and we, the people, are the principals, and third parties are all the lobbyists and the agencies that have been created. So we have principals, agents, and third parties. But the agent is under certain bond. In the laws of commerce, in business law, lex mercatoria, commercial law, uniform commercial code, the agent is under certain bond to the principal. Let's start here. The duty to obey instructions. Isn't that interesting? It is the duty of an agent to obey all instructions issued by his principal, as long as they refer to duties contemplated by the contract of employment. Does your state representative serve gratuitously, for free, freebies? Even if they did, would that violate this relationship? No. Who signs the checks? Who makes it out? Who are they employed by? Are they employees of the state? What is the relationship between the states and the political, you know, elected representatives and us, we the people? Look at the constitutions and look at how the chain of command goes, the tier of control goes. It all revolves and devolves it resolves itself in we the people. Governments are instituted among men, the Declaration writes. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We institute our governments, government being nothing more than a framework, or as Aristotle said, in a republic, the constitution, or plural. Okay, be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we have returned on our Monday, March the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now entering our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And in quick review, in the first hour, you can find that at the archives page for Become Vocal Local on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. In the first hour, we talked a little bit about parliamentary procedure, some of its background, history, and utility. And in this hour, we're going to return to our study of principles and agents and representative government, etc. And again, working out of this Delavue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, a very, very interesting book, hard, long read, boring read, really, excessively boring, but it gives you a window of opportunity understanding just what are the legal beagles all about and why are they so vaulted in the society. Well, they've had to do a lot of reading too, but as we've verified on this broadcast, in the course of study here, this textbook, having been used at a university someplace, there was precious little of this book that was assigned as part of the course study, so whether it would be up to the student then later to come back and refer to this textbook, or as the curriculum may have just thought that they would acquire this knowledge by osmosis or something, precious little of it was covered. We're covering it. I'm reading every page twice, underlining, highlighting, cross-referencing, and checking it out with the uniform commercial code at the same time, so bringing something new to the table. Anyway, back to the discussion here, the duties of the agent to the principal. This out of Chapter 39, duties of the principal and the agent to each other. Now, are our elected officials actually representing us or not? Are they independent general contractors? Is there an employment relationship between the states and the federal government and your counties and these various elected officials? Are they private corporations with their own bylaws and rules and having their own meetings and so on and so forth? Is there a master-servant relationship in here someplace between we the people and these guys, or are they just all a bunch of free agents? Well, this is what I'm making my inquiry on. So the duties of the agent to the principal, again, right out of this textbook. The nature and extent of the duties imposed upon agents. And whenever we use the word duties, we know that there's a right somewhere, and then there's a corresponding duty. Rights and duties go hand in hand. They're the obverse and reverse of the same expression. So the nature and the extent of the duties imposed upon agents and servants. Agents and servants, masters and servants, yeah, the free and the bond, are governed largely by the contract of employment. What employment? You know, you heard about it, Newt Gingrich, the contract on America. What is the employment contract that your county commissioner has with you, we, the people of the county, the residents, the taxpaying property owners? What is the relationship? What kind of an employment contract? Everybody talks about, well, did you take an oath of office? To hell with that. I want to see the contract, Bubba. I want to see the fine print. What did you sign up here for? You know, what's your job description? What are your duties? What rights do you have? So on and so forth. In addition to the duties expressly designated, certain others are implied by the fiduciary nature of the relationship. Now, received a very long a DVD series anyway, and several communiques from one of a pair of our listeners, husband and wife, I do believe. And one of these days, I'd like to have them come on the air because I'm starting to like what they've produced better and better all the time. But anyway, understanding this trustee, this fiduciary relationship is so important. But in addition to the duties expressly designated, certain others are implied by the fiduciary nature of the relationship and by the legal effects on the principle of actions or omissions by the agent. Are we not impacted? Do we not have legal effects on we the principals by actions or omissions by the agent? I think we should pay attention, don't you? The usual implied duties are one, I'm going to give you five of them here now. The usual implied duties are, one, to be loyal to his principal. There's that oath of office. To be loyal to his principal, loyal to the people of the United States, not Israel. not Israel, the United States of America, Israel. Be damned. Two, to obey all reasonable instructions. When was the last time they obeyed any instructions from we the people? What percentage of the people were against NAFTA? What percentage of the people were opposed to the Patriot Act? What percentage of the people were against going to war in Iraq? What percentage of the people opposed the Obamacare and the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, cap and trade? How many people are opposed to the idea of making all waters in the United States, coastal and interior, become federal lands, federal waters? Apparently, they're not obeying reasonable instructions, are they? Number three, not to be negligent. Negligent. The complicity and the negligence is profound these days. Four, to account for all money or property received for the benefit of the principal. What happened to those trillions that went missing out of the Pentagon? And five, to inform the principal of all facts which materially affect the subject matter of the agency. Transparency, right? Perestroika. Barry the usurper. Visit his website, whitehouse.gov. See if you can find any transparency in there. He's transparent, all right. Could see right through him. Could see right through him during the campaign. But he still, through the miracle of Diebold and Sequoia and the media, still was able to deceive the people, such as deceive the very electorate. As will be more fully discussed in the sections which follow, these implied duties are essential to the employer-employee relationship. There is a correlation between these imposed duties and the legal principles relating to the liability of the parties previously discussed. This correlation will be observed in the sections that follow. The very next section here is the duty of loyalty. Funny, I thought we were reading business law, not political science. The duty of loyalty. An agent stands in a fiduciary relationship to his principal and thus has a duty of undivided loyalty to the principal. Undivided loyalty to the principal. This isn't the Kol Nidre vow where you can cross your finger behind your back and take any oath during the year. This is an undivided loyalty to the principal. Because of the duty of loyalty, it is held that he should undertake no business venture that competes or interferes in any manner with the business of his employer, nor make any contract for himself when he should have made it for his principal. Sound like the revolving door out of Goldman Sachs to you? The revolving door between federal offices and Monsanto? It's a conflict of interest, isn't it? They're duty bound. And yet they don't uphold these simple standards. The same rule forbids a sales agent to sell his principal's property to himself. Yeah. Lots to come. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Hi.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Many of you probably over the last week and over the weekend perhaps have seen in your browsers or on the news this idea of college-ready schools in America. And here, the usurper and their administration, following on from Jorge Bush and company, No Child Left Behind, are going to revamp and revitalize education by getting people away, young people away from testing and things like that. The SATs, what a crock of nonsense. But it outrages me when I read articles like this and I see that the wee ones, when they come into school, the little boys and the little girls, the bar is set so low for them and their achievement that the schools give unto themselves a full 8 years to bring the little ones up to basic algebra. And they spend a year or more on addition and subtraction. And then are introduced to the concepts of multiplication and division. And another year later, introduced the concept of fractions. And after 8 years, they're finally introduced to a little bit of algebra. My God in heaven, why don't you set a bar that's a little bit more challenging than that? See, the problem is, with an unlimited amount of financing and federal intrusion into the classroom, young people who could advance from adding and subtracting to multiplying and dividing and fractions in the same year are held back for years, bored to tears with mathematics instead of stimulated and challenged. In the end of the very first year, they could already be embarking upon basic understandings, the fundamental basic principles of algebra. Think it's too much of a challenge? I don't think so. Any parent, any illiterate parent, they could get their hands on a set of encyclopedias, either Encyclopedia Britannica or Encyclopedia Americana, can turn to the various articles, lengthy articles that they are, on any of a great panoply of mathematical inquiries and find all of the basic formulas and precepts right there and begin to teach their children. Just as James Mill homeschooled his son John Stuart Mill, and before John Stuart Mill was out of short pants, he was already proficient in logic, multiple languages, and so much more. Self-imposed limitations. We put ourselves in boxes when we run on curriculums as opposed to the quality of the teacher and the intellect of young minds. Anyway, back to our discussion here. These agents of ours, rogue agents, are they independent contractors or are we the principal, are they the agent? If they are the agent, they have certain duties, as we started, duties of loyalty. Again, an agent stands in a fiduciary relationship to his principal and thus has a duty of undivided loyalty to the principal. Dropping down a bit further here, transactions violating these rules may always be rescinded by the principal anytime and every time and wherever it's encountered that our agents have violated this principal-agent relationship. We, the people, have not only the right, but the duty or opportunity to rescind these contracts. What do you mean, we, when you're talking about the national debt? Again, transactions violating these rules may always be rescinded by the principal if he so desires, despite the fact that the agent acted for the best interests of his principal and the contract was as favorable as could be obtained elsewhere. The general rule is applied without favor in order that every possible motive or incentive for unfaithfulness may be removed. Every possible motive or incentive for unfaithfulness may be removed. I don't care where you were born. I don't care if you're a triple citizen or a dual citizen. Our system was originally intended that every possible motive or incentive for unfaithfulness would, coulda, shoulda be removed. In addition to the remedy of rescission, a principal is entitled to treat any profit realized by the agent in violation of this duty as belonging to the principal. Better look those banks over one more time. Better look out these various agencies one more time. Corruption of blood. Civil asset forfeiture and seizure. We didn't ask for these things, but the Bush administration created them. Perhaps it's time we use them. An agent may deal with himself only if he obtains the permission of the principal. Only if they obtain the principal's permission. You get a letter in the mail lately as to whether or not somebody should be working as a third party for the military-industrial complex and channeling monies back home for Raytheon or Boeing, McDonnell Douglas, Hewlett-Packard, anybody. But you didn't get a letter asking for your permission, did you? I didn't. In such a case, agents and principals do not deal at arm's length, and the circumstances demand the utmost good faith on the part of the agent. The duty of loyalty denies a broker the right to represent both the seller and the buyer in the same transaction unless both have been informed of his dual relationship. How can a congressman who is the recipient of largesse from some great corporation, how can they be there representing both sides of the deal in Congress assembled? Either party who is without knowledge of the dual representation may rescind the agreement, and the agent is not entitled to any fees or commissions. Loyalty demands that information of a confidential nature, a character acquired while in the service of the principal, shall not be used by the agent to advance his interests in opposition to those of the principal. Do a little homework on some of these critters. and look at the insider information that they use, slicing and dicing inside of the stock market based on things they've heard in congressional committee meetings and agency meetings, etc. Back to this idea of the duty to obey instructions. Again, it's the duty of an agent to obey all instructions issued by his principal. Why shouldn't they be rogue agents? When was the last time we gave them instructions formally? Burdens not required by the agreement cannot be indiscriminately imposed by the employer. An instruction may not be regarded lightly merely because it departs from the usual procedure and seems fanciful and impractical to the employee. Just because we say no to Agenda 21, just because we say no to the United Nations illegal immigration agenda, just because it seems fanciful to the mind of this young person that's a representative, young or old alike, just because that seems fanciful, just because we disagree with the concept, the specious economic model known as Keynesian economics, just because the employee doesn't agree with it or might seem fanciful, doesn't mean they should disregard our instructions. We said get rid of it. Cease and desist. Get out of Iraq, get out of Afghanistan, start withdrawing our troops from all of the 170 nations they're deployed in. Start closing up those military bases. Or shut down this anti-imperialist drama. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christo's Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christo's Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and we're looking at this duty to obey instructions again, considering the duties of the principal and the agent to each other in this constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Of course, we have to understand what is the scope of government beyond the party platforms. Obviously, I think we need to look first to the constitutions. Beyond that, maybe we need to sit down and rethink the think. But we certainly, when someone steps up to the opportunity, you know, you run an ad in the newspaper, in other words, the election calendar comes up in your state, and there's a opening for the declaration of candidacy for various offices, and someone comes forward and declares their candidacy. That's like making a job application. Their name's going to be appear on the ballot, so then they have to be due diligent. They're going to put together the best resume they can. They do that by going out and stumping to get votes and supporters and sponsors and so on and so forth to bring their candidacy forward into the public attention. And they do that, and then the election happens, and they are elected, and then they hold their hand up, and they swear to uphold the duties of a such and such to the best ability, so help you God. Right? And then they embark upon the journey. They find out where to park their car, where to get, you know, where they can stay and get a house near the county courthouse or someplace, and where they're going to eat their meals, and who gives them the haircuts, and you know, where is the shower room, and so on and so forth. But we can all understand that when they step up to the plate like that, they accept the responsibility of acting in that capacity as an agent. We need then to hold them accountable for their actions. That's where we, the people, fall down. But largely it's because we really don't understand this concept of instruction, and we don't exercise the various and sundry tools that are just laying out there begging for us to use them. It's like having a rollaway cabinet full of all the best tools that you can buy. And yet on every job you always reach for the same 18-inch screwdriver, the 5-pound hammer, and shove a pair of slip joint pliers in your pocket and go to work, right? We've got a lot of tools out here. We're just not using the tools that are available to us. Continuing, this obligation on the part of the agent to follow carefully his principal's orders applies to an agent who acts gratuitously. In other words, they don't have to get paid, as well as to one who receives pay for his services. Although the former is under no duty to perform, even though he has promised to do so, yet if he undertakes to carry out his commission, he must follow explicitly the instructions received. Follow explicitly. A precept in law. Closely allied to the duty to follow instructions is the duty to remain within the scope of the authority conferred. Excuse me, Barry. You want to show me where any of that is in the Constitution? I think not. I think you've overstepped your authority. Because of the doctrine of estoppel, it often becomes possible for an agent to exceed his authority and still bind his principal. We'll cover estoppel in another broadcast. In case of such a violation of his contract, the employee becomes responsible for any resulting loss. Whoops. Hello. How many trillions? You see why they don't want us to know about this information. In case of such a violation of his contract, the employee becomes responsible for any resulting loss. He is, in this instance, failing to follow the instructions set forth in his contract with his employer. These instructions, as well as those issued later by the principal, must be fully complied with. That's a must, not that's a shall. That's not a maybe. That's not on alternate Tuesdays and Thursdays. It must be fully complied with. Are they taking money? Are they receiving compensation? What is their relationship? Is this an independent contractor? Is this an employee? Is this master and servant or not? What is it? Occasionally, circumstances arise that nullify instructions previously given. Because of the new conditions, the old instructions would, if followed, practically destroy the purpose of the agency. Whenever such an emergency arises, there's that emergency again, the Emergency War Powers Act, the bankruptcy of the corporation, the bankruptcy of the union. Whenever such an emergency arises, it becomes the duty of the agent, provided the principal is not available. At what time were we not available? Have we not all been here continuously? Have we not been, as they say, possession is 9 points in the law. Have we not been in possession continuously since the creation of the federal union and all of the several states? I think so. Provided the principal is not available to exercise his best judgment in meeting the situation. An instruction to do an illegal or an immoral act or an act that will impair the security or position of the agent may be disregarded. What's your problem? Well, don't use that worn out old Nazi thing from Nuremberg. You can go to Ollie North or anybody else. If you're tasing a child, an infant, you're doing something that's wrong. You're doing something that's illegal or immoral. If somebody tells you to do that, you just say no. Become vocal, local, right where you are. Quit the damn job. You were looking for a job when you got that one, weren't you? Just quit the job. Walk away from it. You're concerned about your status in the community, that you're willing to sell out this country for a couple of bucks? Go find another job. Tell them to shove it. Take this job and shove it. Wasn't that a song written sometime back? Well, that's a thing to do. So there's all of that. Let's go into something a little bit along the same line and go from the principles of business law, Dillaboo and Howard's 1971. Let's go back to the history of the origins of representative government. Let's go back to the roots in Europe with Francois Guizot. These written in the 1820s, a series of lectures. This is lecture 18. A portion of it, starting this way. Here then, all the foresight of the politician ought to be displayed. He will need all his art and all his efforts to prevent actual omnipotence from asserting its inherent rightfulness and general definitive power from becoming absolute power. As Lord Acton said, power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But as it requires all the foresight of the politician needs to be displayed. He needs all of his art and all of his efforts to prevent actual omnipotence from asserting its inherent rightfulness and general definitive power from becoming absolute power. He has certain general powers as an agent for the principal, and he needs to bring all of his forces to bear upon the perennial problem of power tending towards absolute power and absolutism. That means we have to find the right candidate. It's not just any man, not just any woman. This is why it's so very important to become vocal local, building a local precinct, political activation group. And then in every township, ward, or precinct all across your county, similar groups who understand and get together on a regular basis and discuss these principles, who perhaps at least once in their life listen to Become Vocal Local at this time slot, whether you're hearing it live or on a replay. Maybe they've taken the time to read your state and federal constitutions. Maybe you've looked at your county charter. Continuing here, the result is endeavored to be secured by a variety of means. Now, we're 1820. We're some 372 pages into this lengthy treatise, a series of lectures. We're elevating up our minds a little bit here, picking up a strong intellect in his writings. So listen carefully. This result is endeavored to be secured by a variety of means. One, by recognizing the individual rights of citizens, the effect of which is to superintend control and limit this central power and constantly to subject it to the law of reason and justice to which it ought be subordinated. I'll say it again. This result is endeavored to be secured by a variety of means. One, in other words, we're limiting power here. We're doing all that is within our power to avoid the trend to go from little bit of power to absolute power. And this result is endeavored to be secured by a variety of means. One, by recognizing the individual rights of the citizen. We talk about this being the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. And over again, I've shared simple definitions of property and freedom. We need to understand that our system is based upon freedom, the freedom of the individual. And yes, we've been draped with this mantle called citizen, and we should know something about it. We'll pick up more of that on the other side of this. Be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so when we refer to Francois Guizot, this history of the origins of representative government in Europe, understanding these writing in the 1820s and 1830s, these lectures being delivered obviously in probably in France, but in Europe, well after and long after our Constitution was already in place and operating. So it's not as though this author here is creating the model which we followed. He's amplifying the model of representative government, a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. And these republics are springing up, these constitutional republics are springing up like wildfire. Freaking out the Illuminati, something fierce. The black nobility of Europe didn't like this stuff. Even Karl Mordecai Marx spoke with a derogatory tone towards François Guizot and his writings, calling him utopianist and all other manners of attacking the man as opposed to what he was saying. But here's what he says. Again, looking at the individual rights of the citizens, he's looking at them as the effect of which, their right, the effect of those rights is to superintend or control, limit the central supreme power, and constantly to subject it to the law of reason and justice. Reason and justice. This is the Enlightenment. Reason and justice. Remember, we go all the way back and look at John 1:1. You know, in the beginning was the Word. Went through that. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing made that wasn't made with the Word. And as we studied Heraclitus, that Word, Logos, may also be understood as reason. Reason. In the beginning was reason. And reason was God. And reason was God. And nothing was made that wasn't made with reason. Nothing was ever made that wasn't made logically. That's why we look to the laws of nature and nature's God as a point of beginning, a place of reference. We can look at the creation around us and look at all of the clues for a well-ordered society. Continuing here, it says, this is the object of the jury, the liberty of the press, and of publicity of all kinds. Of publicity of all kinds, of the jury, the liberty of the press. These are fundamental, basic building blocks. And we've lost control of these. We need to restore them. By constituting in a distinct and independent way the principal powers of the second class, such as the judicial and municipal powers, on such a plan that these, but being themselves repressed and restrained when necessary by the central power, may restrain and repress in their turn if it should attempt to become absolute. So we use these various and sundry tools as checks and balances to restrain what we know is inevitable. That's the rise from general power to absolute power. We know that's going to happen. We need to anticipate it. And so then we have instituted certain checks to block it locally, as we become vocal local, from becoming absolutist. 3, by organizing the central power itself in such a And there we go. Okay, momentary drop there in the last moments. Hate that in the summary. It's like getting a timeout in the last few moments of the fourth quarter of the basketball game to get dropped in the last quarter of the broadcast. But anyway, three again, by organizing the central power itself in such a manner as to make it very difficult to usurp rightful omnipotence, and to provide that it shall meet with such oppositions and obstacles within itself as will not admit of its attaining actual omnipotence except under laborious conditions. In other words, we ain't going to make this job easy. If they want to become absolutists, it's up to us. It's up to us to act. It's up to you and it's up to me. It's up to all of us to become vocal, local, act right where we are. The accomplishment of which gives ground to presume that it does, in effect, act in accordance with reason and justice. That is to say, that it possesses legitimacy. And our founders said that any time our government becomes tyrannical or despotic, it's our not only our right, but our duty to throw off such a government and reinstitute one that remembers the individual rights of the citizen. After all, we created the government, didn't we? This last description means that it is the only one connected with the question that now occupies our attention, the division of the legislative powers into two chambers, bicameral, has precisely this object. It is directed against the easy acquisition of actual omnipotence at the summit of the social system, and consequently against the transformation of actual omnipotence into rightful omnipotence. It is, therefore, conformable to the fundamental principle of the representative system and is a necessary consequence of it. What is the purpose of the political parties? To gain proximity to or complete control of government. You already know the pernicious evil of the spirit of division. Why would you expect them not to reach for it? We don't slap them down. We don't kill the metal. We just allow it to continue to run over the top of us, slipshod as it is. But the idea of a separation of powers, the idea of a bicameral house, it's just another one of these various checks, and we blew it when we went to a popular election of our senators. We blew it. We can restore that point. It's like going on your computer when it doesn't work properly. You go back to a restore point. That's the idea of restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. It's the idea of taking your pocket watch to a jeweler and having them rework the works, the clockwork, when it's not working properly. It's not that a clock is a bad thing. A clock is a good thing. A pocket watch is very handy. But when it's not working, when it's no longer in order, then it needs to be repaired. That's what we need to do right now, quickly, repair our government. Why is it undesirable that the legislative and the executive powers, that is to say, the entire supreme power, should reside either in one man or in a single assembly? Why does tyranny always spring from these two forms of government? Because it is in the nature of things that a power which has no equal should think itself rightly sovereign and should very soon become absolute. This stuff's been mapped out for us for a long time, but unfortunately books like these are not taught in schools. You're not going to get it from the pulpit either. So you don't get it from your teacher, you don't get it from your preacher. I guess you just got to listen to Become Vocal Local to get a full dose of it on a regular basis. Dropping down a little further, it has happened thus in democracies, aristocracies, and monarchies, wherever actual sovereign power has been conferred upon a single man or a single body of men, that man or that body has assumed to be rightfully sovereign, and more or less frequently and with greater or less violence, it has exercised despotism. And it doesn't matter whether it's a school board, a superintendent of schools, whether it's your employer, whether it's in your church. It doesn't make any difference whether it's in your town council or your city council. It happens. It has happened thus in democracies, aristocracies, and monarchies wherever actually sovereign power has been conferred upon a single man or a single body of men, that man or that body has assumed to be rightfully sovereign, and more or less frequently and with greater or less violence, it has exercised despotism. It's the nature of power, my friends. Well, we're all out of time for today. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.